Arahate Parasangate Bodhisoha Teyata Onga Degate Paragate 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 Parasangate Bodhisoha
I wanna fly. I wanna dream. Drop like a star from the universe. I wanna live. I wanna feel. Feel a different vibe everywhere. I wanna fly.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met, the ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never
I'm Stand by for the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Please note that the following views and the opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views nor the opinions of the Master Force Group, Free America Radio Network, our sponsors, our partners, and MFG is a private society. Nothing here is ever to be construed as medical nor legal advice. And listen to the Forbidden History prime time 7 days a week right here on therealpublicradio.net and blogtalkradio.com/Free America Radio, because hidden beneath the sands of time lies the greatest of all mysteries. It's the Forbidden History. Unearth for yourself the secret truths that lie hidden just beneath the surface below our feet. What is it that the powers that be do not want you or I to know? Come and journey with us as we explore and dare to know, because it's all right here, coming your way 7 days a week on therealpublicradio.net, Free America Radio Network. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for the Forbidden History, what they didn't want you to know that we tell right here, the great lies of history and the words that kill and symbolism and a whole lot more. You did tell your friends, didn't you? Okay. I got a note here. Okay, wait, I can mute so you're good to go and running the chat room. I don't know what that means, Dale. I thought I was opening. Okay, take two, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Forbidden History. We had some technical problems. I apologize. We'll work through this and get our broadcast going here. I assume I'm good to go. Can you say on air, Dale? Am I on air?
Yeah, you're on air. I have the ability to mute, and I open the chat room, and I keep track of the chat if people have any questions.
Okay, thank you. And we're just winging it tonight, ladies and gentlemen, premiering Forbidden History Series, testing the waterworks here, and appreciate any input or feedback we get from all of you out there, okay? So thank you, and we're good to go. So please note that the following views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views nor the opinions of the Master Force Group, Free America Radio Network, our sponsors, our partners, and MFG is a private society. Nothing here is ever to be construed as medical nor legal advice. And listen to the Forbidden History prime time 7 days a week right here on therealpublicradio.net and blogtalkradio.com/Free America Radio, because hidden beneath the sands of time lies the greatest of all mysteries. It's the Forbidden History. Unearth for yourself the secret truths that lie hidden just beneath the surface below our feet. What is it that the powers that be do not want you or I to know? Come and journey with us as we explore and dare to know, because it's all right here, coming your way 7 days a week on therealpublicradio.net and blogtalkradio.com/Free America Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday night. Do tell your friends, won't you? And don't forget, our backup conference line on therealpublicradio.net is 712-432-8773, pin number 179441-pound. That's 712-432-8773, pin number 179441-pound. And stand by for the broadcast right here. Glad you tuned in. I'm Desert Al.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments are killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun, or a brick, or a stone, and there are lies in the balance.
Operation, that's all I can say. And you're here, you know, you're here because here is where we bring you
Just one question that will remain for you. And you know the truth, as it will be presented here. The teaching tomorrow morning, in the future, wherever you are around the world, get ready for broadcast of the ministry. But they didn't want you to know what we tell right
there's
here.
There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flame of the wars that are fought in places where we can't even say the name. They sell us the president the same way. They sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion. Same time they sell us our wars. I want to know who the men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people on the fire. There are children at the cannon. And there is blood on the wire.
The Forbidden History, The Words That Kill, and the Other Lost Writings. It's the great enigma, you know, because we come into the world and we think that, well, you know, my preacher wouldn't lie to me, my mommy wouldn't lie to me, my daddy wouldn't lie to me, and my politicians certainly wouldn't lie to me. You know, they're kissing our babies. Certainly they wouldn't be kissing us off, would they? Then we can talk about giants or... you know, the ancient monuments that are all over the world, all these pyramids, it seems like every continent and north, south, central, and, you know, wherever, underground, under the oceans, there's pyramids. And what's that all about? And how about a pyramid is not the beginning of the alphabet, okay? And that also claimed to be an I. The A is the I. The I was the corruption. It's the A, okay? A long, long time ago, there was A. And now there is an E in the front of it. What's that all about? You know, and what, you know, is it possible that somebody could have engineered our English diction? Could it have engineered it in a way where they were just having a party on you and me and feeding us pig Latin? When we come into the world and we speak these verbiages, we think we're speaking the most sparking the most sophisticated form of communication, you know. Whenever, because we know we got 500,000 common words, and then we got 500,000 technical terms and legal terms. So when you add it all up, we got 1 million words. Way back then, they only had about 30,000 primary root forms, and then they added the vowels, and all of a sudden, one word became a dozen words easily, you know, easily. And then you add the compound root forms together. That's what they did. And then they sliced them after they did that. They compounded them, then they sliced them. And so they're close to the original, but they're not the original. And therefore, you never get the picture, which is what you're supposed to get when you're communicating thought, idea, precept, not concept, precept, okay? So anyway, I can't get over it. You know how you wake up and you think that everything's all right and, you know, the stream sounds good. Thank you, Sage out there, my former co-host, listening in right now. Thank you for that audio check. We need some backup. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're toughing it out, but we're lost to realpublicradio.net now, Radio Museum, but we're now broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com / Free America Radio. And I'm your host, Desert Owl, A Michael Hill Desert Owl, my full title, and not a name, because a name is in the mud, okay? It's the lowest as it can go. That's why the N is the first letter. It means that which goes down, and it went down to the bottom and became a fiction and a security, a birth certificate, security, and a slave document. And you're in all capital letters now on your driver's license, so you don't even exist. You have to, if you agree that that's you on your driver's license when you get pulled over, that they let me see your identification, you agreed to be dead. Okay? You like the idea of being dead? Well, story for another day, okay? But anyway, you know, so we got stuff to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, because I got started, you know, and I didn't know I was going to be conscious of my mother's womb, realizing the sensation of sucking my thumb and seeing pink light and coming out and then having vision, you know, recurring dreams every 6 months for the first 20 years of my life. And rolling around in my sheets and in hot sweat, waking up. What was that all about? Darth Vader coming right at me? And I can't even lift up my arms to punch him in the nose. And I was tied down, you know. And couldn't punch him in the nose. But little did I know that these were visions of my future. When we were going to be facing this great one. That now it appears we are all facing. All together now. All together now. Man, that's on the Beatles. All together now. Yeah, well, we're all together now, whether we like it or not, because what's going to happen to me is going to happen to you, and also Dale Benedict, who's online with me right now, a friend of and a former host himself with Dale at night. What was the name of your program, Dale? Welcome. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Oh, hey, Desert. Yeah, nice to be here. I can't think of the program on hand.
Dale After Dark.
Oh, yeah, Dale.
You remember that was your program, right?
What's that?
That's okay. I forgot half of my programs anyway. Don't worry about
it. Well, I haven't done an episode for so long. But, yeah, Dale is where a lot of my archives are. And I don't have all of them posted, but they're of the last year. I don't want to bog people down with a lot of the history of the past, because there's some things there in the past that I'm no longer attached to, and why promote it?
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if you could turn the clock back just like on your computer when it fails, you know, you go back a few days? Wow.
I'm telling you.
That saved me a few times, but not when I really needed it, you know.
If I could get back just 10 years, wow, what a difference that would make.
I know now, you know, the old saying is, you know, if you knew what you knew now, back then, right, how much different you would do things, Dale, right?
Yeah, I just turned 50 over the holidays, so I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling it now.
Yeah, well, myself too. Dale, we got... you've interviewed me in the past, and we've talked about forbidden history, I think, in words and stuff, right? I don't know how many interviews we did, at least two, didn't we?
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind. My God, that was when I was, I think, before I was in Nevada, and then when I was in Nevada.
Okay,
that was over there on Wolf Spirit Radio, but that was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've just been kind of keeping a low profile. I'm now up here in Montana and freezing my little Snickers off, but... I love it up here, man. It's so far from where I'm at. I've got a wonderful view of the Rocky Mountains around us.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Colorado. As soon as I left New Jersey, boom, New Mexico, then right up to Colorado in the summertime, caught rainbow trout, and then I came back. I left at the end of the summer, came back in the fall, and did it in a cabin, and then on a ranch. I ended up moving to another cabin on the ranch. Rode the horse, rode the fence and fixed the fence, brought in the cattle, you know, did it all, Dale. It was really cool for a city slicker going up in New Jersey, being invited out there by some friends, you know, living in cabins. It was really great, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched a program today about that. Montana does a lot of self-promoting on television with public broadcasting and even on the mainstream media outlets, too, with these shows. Off of prime time, you know, like during the morning hours, whatnot. And I got to tell you, man, there's a lot of ranchers that are hurting financially. And it's just more of what you were saying in the intro in the beginning is that here we are, 2016, and this has been going on for some time, but it's all about world domination and control of everything and everyone. And look what's happened. Look what has happened over the weekend. We now have militia that have taken control of a BLM office up there in Oregon. And what's this going to unfold?
Wait a minute. I haven't heard about this. Tell me to tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh. There has been an ongoing feud for decades with one ranching family up in Oregon. And they put the call out on Facebook last week. It was all over Facebook. And the militias come running. And I suspect that since Montana is so close, there very well may be some militia there. But these guys are armed to the teeth. There's YouTube videos. They've already been interviewed, of course, on CNN. Of course, you know, that's the goon squad. And they're trying to spin it as if, you know, they provoked all this. Well, the BLM has been hijacking land from ranchers for decades, and they've really been amping up here, I guess, in the last 5 to 7 years. Everyone knows about the Bundy Ranch down in Nevada. Well, the son, one of the sons of that gentleman in that ranch is up there, either one or two of the sons are up there with this family in Oregon, and they're making a stand. They took control of an office during the holidays while they were vacated, and they're going to stay in the ground, and they're saying, we're going to stay here for years. We are prepared to stay here for years, and we are tired of this. If you want to find out more, the information I got was from a YouTube channel called BP Earthwatch. The gentleman's name is
BC,
and he goes into great detail on that. But that's where I got my info from.
Good program. I like that one, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't totally agree with everything he says, but he seems to be pretty much on par with, you know, what
the revelation. Came in with the Gulf, they poisoned the Gulf War, or the Gulf of, excuse me, the Gulf of Mexico with that Clorox and all that when they were, you know, had the well blowout in the deep well. So he came in that at that time. That's why it's called BP Watch.
Oh, but brother.
From British Petroleum, he stayed on, and now he's doing great work in the suburb.
Well, I left Florida over that. That when that whole thing happened, I left a month or two before that occurred, and I'll never go back. And I spent 23 years down there in Florida. You know, and that was home to me, and I'll never go back. And as far as eating anything out of the Pacific or the Gulf, forget it. No.
Yeah, well, guess what? The Pacific's no better, right?
Well, here's the conundrum.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to eat, and this was brought up by someone I know here in town, the only problem with eating healthy and organic, and he really put this in a very eloquent way, he says, that's all fine and good, but what happens when these local organic farms can no longer produce, and the only thing left is canned foods. These people are going to be so toxic, and they're going to get sick and ill if they don't blend. And that's what I'm doing now. I am eating canned foods so I can build up my toxic level. And I got to tell you, when I moved here and started doing this, because you know I'm on food stamps and I get food from the food bank. If you've been in the food banks, you know it's all processed. So I did get very sick, and I've been sick for about a month. And I'm starting to kind of get more together. I'm getting it together. My body is starting to acclimate, and he was right on. It's like, wow, what's going to happen to vegans and vegetarians when all the fruits and vegetables are burn up and burn out or highly radiated where you can't even eat them? So that's an issue down here in Montana, as well as with a lot of the western northern states. You've got water supplies. You can get underground. You can, as a matter of fact, the property here, they have their own well, and the state's trying to – well, yeah, the city is trying to get them to put a meter on their house for the well water. And you know, they were doing the same thing a few years ago down there in Pahrump, Nevada. And people are just outraged over it. Well, I think a lot of this is biblical prophecy coming in the past, dude. And you and I both know that, and we see it. And I know this is a big part of your show, so that's
right. But I don't. Between you and me, Dale, I don't associate biblical prophecy with what they're saying with today. But go on, please continue. Go ahead.
Well, okay, then we'll have to agree to disagree.
Well, you didn't elaborate, but I'm just telling you that when Christ said it is finished on the cross, he meant everything was fulfilled. And there's a lot of stuff being coming out today that comes through the Zionist diatribe, you know, that that's why they got 20, you know, 253 different Baskin-Robbins flavor of your own, you know, because the Jesuits and the Masons are mainly controlling all of religion, you know, especially those on television and radio. I mean, the mainstream, you know, mainstream radio.
Right. Well, the Joel Olsteins of the world.
Yeah, a few exceptions, you know, but for the most part.
I am starting to see a surge of Episcopal churches that are becoming more LGBT friendly. And, man, from what I've read in the Bible, it goes against scriptures. But there's another thing, the Apocrypha writings, which I've read some, are some of these forbidden books that were not allowed in the canonized version of it.
Well, wait a minute. You see, when you said that, immediately what I was thinking was how people were saying that, you know, that it's not the legitimate scripture. But did you know, Dale, that it was actually in the King James for the first 50 years?
I know it. A lot of things changed.
Yeah.
The point is,
people say, unless it's in the received King James, then it's not, you know, it's not bona fide scripture.
Well, I have to differ.
You see, and that's why it's still in the Douay Rheims and also the, you know, the Vulgate Bible, the Vatican Latin Bible today, because it was. And but what happened was that it told too much truth, and most particularly the wisdom of Solomon, you know, the Ecclesiasticus, more wisdom literature, and then most particularly Second Esdras. And notice how they don't spell it the way it is in our received scriptures, Ezra.
Yes.
They call Esdras. So nobody would ever make the connection that this is the same guy. And so in Second Esdras, literally tells so much of the deeper purpose of life and the, you know, what was all happening with the cross. It mentions the cross in there. It says, and the wood bled blood. When you see the wood bleeding, then you will know it is the time, the wood bleeding, right? It's a metaphor. And not only that, it tells in there how he received the what we call the Hebrew alphabet today. That's when they received it in Babylon. And he had fasted for 3 weeks, didn't eat anything, just water, received great visions every week, received a great vision. And on the third week, after 21 days, he's told now to eat the flowers of the field. And he ate the flowers of the field for another week. Then Yeshua comes down, and he tells him and his key men to drink this potion, and it's it looks like a fiery glass of orange juice, fiery orange juice. They drink it, and all of his Ezra's the high priest there in Babylon, but his key priests then receive a spirit, the spirit, if you will, I guess, and begin to have wisdom endowed in them, just like, you know, Neo in the Matrix. Okay, give me some more of that, you know, and immediately he gets the download. And so they then wrote about 72 books right there that also include this now what we call square root Hebrew alphabet. So this is where that occurred. But what happened in our received scriptures, even though in the what's ironic, in the Vatican Latin version, the New Revised Standard Version in particular, the Catholic Bible, they in there, it says, you know, it's the most original of the original scripture, in the sense that it clues you in that basically what happened is he received a new alphabet because the Israeli people had lost their tradition, had lost their library, lost their temple, lost their nation. Now in a foreign land, were now being given something to make them exclusive with an identity again, lost their library, right? And so now they take fragments of the book of Jasher, fragments of, and by the way, this is why Daniel was half an Aramaic, original Aramaic, not Phoenician, but common and was the original Sanskrit, though. And then half of it is in Hebrew. Okay? And some of them, where was I going with that? They received this, but this is the... what happened was it became corrupted when after Ezra died, the priesthood became corrupted. And so they now made this an exclusive for the priesthood and the wealthy form of communication. Only the wealthy could buy a book. Only the wealthy could bribe the priest. They were all privy to this higher Attic form of diction, whereas the regular people spoke common Aramaic. In the West, of course, it was called Syriac. And in Kurdistan today, they're speaking the Eastern Aramaic. But I could go on with this, but Dale, why don't I do some Great Lives of History? You want to hear some?
Yeah, sure. This is what the show's for.
Okay, well, feel free to, if you got one, certainly let me know about it. And by the way, we do take callers. If anybody is listening in today, we have two conference systems, the one on Blog Talk Radio. Dale, what is that one?
With the call-in number is 646-668-8794. And also, if you're on the show page, we got the chat room launched if you want to log in on chat.
Yeah, and I'm going to be here, ladies and gentlemen, every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? And we're going to be doing the Forbidden History.
I think it's fascinating. I got into the Forbidden Books of Adam and Eve, Book 1 and 2, and my goodness, does it really lay out what happened just prior to them leaving the garden?
Yeah.
And how Satan really played a role and literally shapeshifted himself into Adam and fooled Eve, and that's why Eve gave, Satan gave Eve his seed, and that's where Cain came from. So in the King James Authorized Version, that's where this whole thing where I would put enmity between thee and thy seed.
Well, I'm going to tell you tonight who the Naga was, because serpent in Hebrew is Naga. And if that's an abbreviated term, as you know, I talk about how they abbreviated all of our words, and it's Nagash.
Oh.
Nagash means that which came down and went through you, like a spear, a Nagash, gash, you got gashed. And so...
Right.
But yeah, so the Naga. So who is the serpent? There's a question. We're going to get in there. But first, we'll go to the. I want to just give a Great Lie of History intro, because it takes a million lies, actually, to cover the first lie, ladies and gentlemen, and that is why we have the Forbidden History and the Great Lies of History tonight. Okay, so I want to welcome our new listeners. But the lies are so great. That, and I guess it may be part of the internet, but books were already doing their work for me. And then they take away these books. They take control of publishing, and if you get your book published today, they'll tell you they reserve the right to edit.
Oh yeah.
To change your words in your own book. Can you give me a break? So that's why I publish the Real Da Vinci Code Etymological Dictionary myself. And that's why there's not a million copies out there yet, ladies and gentlemen. But if you do want to support this type of programming, go check it out. First, go see a sample at therealpublicradio.net. You don't forget the realpublicradio.net. And then check it out. Then there's a donation button there. Any size donation, we ask for $20. But any size donation, we would appreciate it. It would help support this broadcast. And Dale is toughing it out tonight, and I'll give half of anything to Dale at the same time. Okay, and thank you for that. You'll get a 300-page dictionary I did back in 2011 with words I'm going to share with you tonight. I've got new words tonight as well, because I'm now on the next edition of the Real Da Vinci Code Etymological Dictionary. So I'll be sharing that with you in a little bit. But, the lies of history, wow, a million lies. Because it was at the beginning, and Dale actually referred to one of the most important two-book collection of all of our scriptures, ladies and gentlemen, because in the second book of Adam and Eve, at the end, we move from the cave and Adam and Eve, where they had their first children, to where now we had the ancestors coming on, you know, and Seth and, you know, Methuselah and, you know, all of the Lamech, all of them in between.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so at the end of the second book of Adam and Eve, it tells how they, the watchers who were, you know, the Aryan family of, you know, Adam and Eve, they were deceived by the children of Cain, who were today would be classically the Irish, who back then were the Canaanites, also Celtic for killing technology, because they were the ancient warfaring class that protected the Aryan Brahmin priesthood and the watchers that fell. And so in the back, we hear the story of how they weren't some creature with wings on their back, as everyone seems to want to depict for some reason. This is a great lie of history, okay? There were no esoteric beings with wings on their back. They were Aryan. They were the sun gods. They were the sky gods, because imagery was everything symbolically in the original thought. You had to get the picture, and you related something in your thinking to some aspect of nature. And so, because they were blonde hair, long flowing blonde hair, the rays of the sun, symbolic of wisdom, and blue eyes at the beginning, representing the sky gods, gods of the air, not of the earth, like the black African, not to denigrate in, you know, saying that, but to point out that there was a different race and a different Adam and Eve for the African people, because they were here prior to the Aryan race. I'm sorry to, you know, break anybody's heart by expressing this, but I know it is the fact and truth, because the symbol does actually speak, and our heritage doesn't just go back 8,000 years to Adam and Eve, but goes back tens and hundreds and millions of years, hundreds of thousands and millions of years. Okay, so that's a story for another day. You want to come on with a question, I'll be glad, you know, to take it on. But so the story is so profound, but they were Aryan, and they were enticed by the beautiful Irish women, you know, the Celtic, the Canaanite, also became Phoenician after the Great Flood. Phoenician, berserker. They went berserk with the battle axe, the berserker battle axe, also known as the fasci. Okay, so a lot could be said on that, but this book preserves it. Go get the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden and blow your mind, okay, because you've got to become a scholar. There is so much need to read and to read these lost writings that they have stolen from you. The reason these writings were preserved while they were burning, Nebuchadnezzar burned, the king of Babylon burned the city of Jerusalem and its library, but thinking to have destroyed all their heritage, when in fact it was being preserved in Ethiopia, the great trading route of the ancient Silk Road, basically the last stop into Africa on the ancient Silk Road, and Jerusalem was a right on the Silk Road and was a passage, a great international highway, all the way to China, all the way to India, all the way to Turkestan, into Europe, Afghanistan, Russia, Khazaria, all of these places, ladies and gentlemen, Persia, of course. So it's a big story, you know, and it's so much to learn, so much to know. But let me try to continue here. And we've got, you know, being that we were in the Middle East, I'll stay there for a moment before I digress. And, I want to give an example of a lie, you know, how they have lied to us, because we've got to see it. And the King James Version word behold means literally you must see and read it for yourself. You must see and read it for yourself. In other words, nobody can make you see anything, you know. You have to see and read it for yourself. That's it, bottom line. So I can point you to the words. I can show you where they are. But I can't make you see it. Nobody can. Only you can see it. And you know when you see it, you know. That's what a vision is all about. That's what having your eyes open is all about. So I'm going to give you an example of how they've been lying to us all of our lives. All of our lives, yeah. That sounds like a song. I want to talk about first the four elements, okay? The four elements. You know what the four elements are? You've heard it all your life, right? They say earth, water, air, and fire. But one of them is a lie. Can you tell which one, ladies and gentlemen? Earth, water. There's your yin and yang right there, earth and water. But then we could say air and fire, but it's not air and fire. It's air and light. Light is an element. Oh, isn't that, it illuminates. The element, you know, it illuminates, right? So it sounds like fluorescent in a way. But the enlightenment is element. That's what it means, enlightenment, element. And so the fire destroys the elements, you see? It destroys it. So what are the elements again? Listen. Because air, you know, you breathe the air, and yet it does have the light energy in it. Yeah, it's being charged by the sun. But the light is also being absorbed by the plants, being absorbed by the ocean and the life that is in the ocean. Welcome back, Dale. Dale just said back on the line with us again today. And good to have you, Dale. And so there you go, a big lie, great life history. It's not earth, water, air, and fire. They taught that in school. It's earth, water, air, and light. And they hate the light, ladies and gentlemen. They hate it. Hate the light. And so the whole metaphorical, mythological journey is about them hiding the light, and that is the occult. The occult hide the light from you. It said in Revelations that they would deceive the entire world. And they have done it. They have done it, ladies and gentlemen. And they did it with their double-headed eagle, which is really a phoenix and also a vulture, because when you see a vulture high up in the sky, you don't see a vulture. You think that you see an eagle until it gets close to you. And then you say, oh, my gosh. Okay? So there you go. There's your double-headed eagle, because it is the east and west. They are one, but they got you thinking one is the enemy and one is the good guy. But there are no good guys and there are no enemies. There is only the one world order working to deceive you, to deflect you, to distract you, to destroy you, and to entertain you with illusions and delusions, while behind the scenes they work their major goal and plan. The double-headed eagle on a network near you. I'm sure you saw that one, right, Dale?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I never could have imagined that when I studied the ancient past, then I got stuck in an 18-wheeler, and then I listened to talk radio for a year and realized we were in trouble, hearing stuff I'd never heard before about